Jones Brothers.
Hi, this is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Ronnie in?
I'm sorry, it's Nick with who?
The Bank of Cardiff.
All right. I don't know if he is or not. Let me check. Hang on just a second.
Uh-huh.
Don't take a holiday. So we're available 24 hours every day of the week, including holidays. Our professional crew is trained and ready. You called the right number. We are Jones Brothers, where you can be sure there will be no towing damage under your truck, tractor, or car. We provide TRAA nationally certified towing drivers and offer flatbed service for your expensive cars. Someone will be right with you. And thank you for holding. When you need temporary or long-term warehouse storage, Jones Brothers can pick up and deliver your products at your convenience. Since we have tractor trailers, we still offer that same 24-hour service to help keep you in business and moving forward. Thank you for holding. Jones Brothers, the dependable wrecker service, can reload your steel coils any size. We'll move your storage trailers to the job site and tow your damaged trailer from front or rear. Always think of Jones Brothers first, and thanks for holding. Jones Brothers can handle your towing needs. We offer the heavy-duty air cushion recovery system to bring your loaded trailer right side up.
Hello.
Hi, it's Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. This is Ronnie.
Yes.
Hey, Ronnie, I'm not sure if you remember. We spoke a few months ago back in February. You told me all about the painful process of getting some equipment because the president of the bank was doing some shady things and the FDIC was getting involved and watching your bank.
They got that resolved. I mean, yeah, well, they got it resolved via they fired him and and got a new president. So I guess, of course, naturally they walked on eggshells because of FDIC for, I'm sure, another few months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to try to jog your memory. I know you get a lot of calls. I know you're a busy man. And so, you told me to send you an email and to check back down the road. And like I said, we're Bank of Cardiff. We do equipment financing and also working capital lines of credit. So I just wanted to give you a call to check in. And now that we're in the next quarter, and see if you have any projects.
I'm pretty pad at the time. I mean, I wound up going back to another bank that I deal with it, and I guess the only reason I didn't want to go to them originally was we had just bought another business, and of course, we bought it through them, and you hate to go to the same well real quick and stuff like that, but they were game, so
you bought the other the record service in the next town over, right?
Yeah,
you started doing 24
right.
hours, and yeah. Okay.
Well, and of course, my whole thing, the reason, I wanted to keep the one totally clear, if you know what I'm saying. In other words, and when we bought that, I used the home. Well, I just had some what I call regular real estate that I used for collateral, and, I didn't want to tie up equipment and stuff like that. And I was able to do that on the buying and basically turned right around and had enough equity and stuff in the deal that they went on and did the other deal too, which I was kind of surprised. I just, like I said, I was a little bit reluctant to, you don't want to pick on somebody too many times too quick, because just like anybody think, well, damn, bud, you're trying to fix and pull a scam here or something like that. All banking has gotten to be so just absolutely, ridiculous compared to, I'm talking about short times ago. I mean, used to, didn't have nowhere near the bullshit to go through, but God, it's the truth. It's a joke with all the stuff you got to go through, And it don't really seem to make any difference to where you're worth $10 or $10 jillion. I mean, it's all the same process.
Yep. All right, Ronnie. Well, I'll let you.
You know that.
I'm sorry.
I said that was what I guess really ticked me off about my original bank. You know, they did some things. You know, one day they're doing one thing. It's just, you know, yeah, bud, no problem. Here, let's go. You know, and then turn right around. You ask for 1/10 the same amount of money on something else, and boom, you know, now we got to go through 42 miles of paperwork and,
mm-hmm.
you know, 52 different appraisals and all that kind of stuff. And that's what, well, and I kind of realized when one thing went from another thing and all of a sudden just overnight things changed, I thought, well, something's going on. And then, of course, as time went on, my particular loan officer, he just plain said, he said, we got troubles. And he said, I want to go and tell you, he said, because you're a good customer. And because like I tell them all the time, I said, it's stupid bastards like me that, you know, that a bank loves. I mean, you know, because, hell, I'm like a damn, what do you call it, just I see something in hell, if I think I can make a dollar at it, hell, I'm game. I don't need to spend
mm-hmm.
42 months analyzing it or getting somebody to, you know, survey it or something like that. I mean, hey, I'll take a chance and do it. And, you know, a lot of people don't do that. And like I told him, I said, shit, brother, I said, as long as I'm good for it, I said, my eyes, the bank, you know, you're crazy not to deal with that. Of course, you know, I can get overloaded. I don't mean to sit there and say that, but different world. But now, right now, I'm good. So if you want to just keep in touch or, you know, just drop me an email occasionally so I'll have it if something pops up. Hell, it ain't. Who never knows nowadays?
Okay.
I'm going to walk a little bit lightly, I guess, till we see what this next election, because if the female gets it, we may be speaking a different language and,
yeah.
and we may very possibly, you know, we may none of us be doing anything except for just a few chosen few. And
yeah, it's a scary, it's a really scary situation to think about.
I say the little or the middle-sized guy probably not going to stand a chance if they continue going down the road they're going down.
No, we see what's happening, and, you can imagine all the business owners I talk to all over the country, the stories I hear. You know about them, but you really talk to the business owners that are going out of business because their work is getting shipped out to other countries because it saves a few cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
Even though those countries aren't paying the U.S. government any tax money, you know, it's just it's unbelievable.
And of course, I mean, help is everybody's number one problem. I mean, you know, and I would say finance is a close second. I mean, I don't know. Trust me, if I didn't have some sons that were in and of course naturally had families and needed a job and stuff like that, I suspect 4 or 5 years ago I probably would have what I call thrown in the towel and, you know, auctioned everything off and, you know, took my chance. I mean, in other words, to see if I could live out the money, so to speak. 'Cause, fighting this rules, regulations, like say finance and stuff is just it just damn near, if you don't already drink it, it'll damn sure drive you to drink it.
yeah, let me tell you, it's too much sometimes, but I'm like you, you know, it's, you know, what are you gonna do? You get up and go to work.
Well, I mean, I like playing the game some. I mean, it's just it's gotten far beyond ridiculous, but hey, like I say, they need something to do, so I don't mind. I'm going to stay with it for the time being. Who knows?
Yeah.
I guess the Lord will decide when he's going to punch my ticket and everything. You know, so
yeah.
Some things I ain't going to have control over anyway.
But
do stay in touch. I mean, you know, like I say, things change on an hourly basis around our house, so.
I hear you. All right, well, I'll drop you a line on the email in the next quarter and stay in contact and not hassle you or nothing, but drop you a line by email, and if something pops up, give me a ring.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to just send me a couple $100,000 cash just to show your good faith and stuff like that, that'll be no problem, too. I mean,
I'm all for it.
I'll definitely move you up to the top of the list. I mean, if something come up, let me just say that, you know.
Sounds like you've been playing the game too long.
Yeah, I hate. All right, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, Ronnie. All right.